the fall of Iran and the rise of Mashiach, part 2. And to point out that in the printed version there are a lot of very interesting footnotes that I'm not saying in the recording. Okay, part 2, we're going to address first the fall of Paras, the inner dimension. So first of all, we must understand what is the spiritual significance of the nation of Paras, which we said is Persia, which is Iran. Every nation in the world, 70 distinct national entities according to Torah, every nation is an expression of a different underlying spiritual quality which can have an effect on a Jew's performance of Torah and mitzvahs. To give an example, during the Gulf War, the Rebbe discussed the guidance and instruction in Avodas Hashem that must be taken from the fall of the Iraqi dictator, Saddam Hussein. The Rebbe states that the nation of Bavel, which is Babylon, which is Iraq, that we made it quite clear, is related to Bilbul. Bavel is from the word Bilbul. Bilbul means confusion, the confusion that hinders a Jew's divine service. That's what the Rebbe explained it. Similarly, other nations, Mitzrayim is a word that means limitation. Madai is a measurement, also a form of limitation. Yavan is the Chochmah of Klipa. Such all these nations that we encountered over the history of the Jewish people, they all are have their own specific quality in the spirituality that we have to overcome and deal with. So when the Jewish people were confronted by these nations in the physical world, it was a reflection of being challenged by their spiritual sources. When the Jews overcame the challenge in their spiritual source, these nations fell. In order to understand the significance of defeating Iran in our days, which is the fall of Iran, could also mean the fall of the government, doesn't mean destruction of any country. So to understand the significance, first we have to understand what is the spiritual root of Paras. There's this nation Paras, Persia, Iran, that has a spiritual root. What's the spiritual root that's the avodah we're supposed to be doing? It's serving Hashem for reward. The very name Paras is from the Hebrew root, which means reward. Pras, in English they prize, it means a reward. And Hasidus explains that Pras is related to Prusa. Prusa means a piece, a fraction of something much greater. A slice of bread, for example, which is merely a small piece of a whole loaf, so it's called a Prusa. Prusa. In Avodas Hashem, it refers to, as I explained in Hasidus, this Prusa, this piece, this prize, refers to the portion of divine revelation that the neshama enjoys in Gan Eden, the result of the sparks of Elokus that it refines through learning Torah and performing mitzvahs. It's a reward of spiritual delight. So even now, while enclosed in a body, the neshama gets tremendous motivation from the spiritual reward it receives for doing mitzvahs. Serving Hashem in order to receive reward, including spiritual reward, is considered an acceptable preliminary step in spiritual development. The Rambam himself writes, it's a halacha, when one teaches children, women, and most of the common people, one should teach them to serve out of fear and in order to receive a reward. That's how you start out serving Hashem, to receive a reward. Amanas lekabel pras. This is avodas Hashem in the spirit of paras, for the sake of a reward, and not for the sake of fulfilling Hashem's will, which is the essence of the mitzvah, and the Rambam rules that it's kosher. But it is an inferior level, a starting level, for sure. Now, the next step is serving Hashem not to receive reward. The ultimate goal is not to serve for the sake of a reward, pras, but for the opposite. And the very first chapter, Pirkei Avos, many people are familiar with this, says, Antigonus of Soichai received the Torah from Shimon HaTzadik. He used to say, be not like the servants who serve their master for the sake of receiving a reward, for seeking receiving a pras, but be like servants who serve their master not upon the condition of receiving a reward, and let the fear of heaven be upon you. So the time comes when the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs for the sake of a spiritual reward must evolve, time to move on, time to make progress. It must give way to a higher level, which is serving Hashem for its own sake, lishma. Because Hashem is the king and he said so. That's a higher level. In this Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, the inner dimension of the Mishnah, the sages are instructing us not to serve our master for a reward, not to serve Hashem for a pras. What's the pras? Again, that's the spiritual revelation that's generated by our divine service in refining the sparks of holiness. Since this revelation is, after all, merely a slice, And the real thing is Hashem's essence, Atzmus u'Mahus, which comes from serving Hashem with the soul's essence, the Etzem and Neshama, which means no self-interest, not to receive pras, not to receive a reward. It's an avoida which may feel remote, but we can strive to reach it. Pirkei Avos is for everybody. So based on this, we can understand why the fall of Paras, Persia, must precede the Geula. Because as long as our neshamas are enjoying the slices, the pras, the reward for refining the world through Torah and mitzvahs, they are, so to speak, distracted by the spiritual delight and delaying the ultimate goal, which is the coming of Mashiach and the revelation via our avoda in the time of Golis of Hashem's essence. We reveal our essence, the essence of our neshama and our avoda to Hashem, and that reveals Hashem's essence in the world. That's Geula. So according to this, okay, we understood why this level of avoda is particularly relevant upon the completion of avoda sabirurim. We'll continue to part 3.